Adonai, et ux domus Israel, qui mois in igne flamme rubi apparuisti, et ei in sina legem dedisti. Veni, ad redimendum nos, in braccio extento. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times once gave the law in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. The law will come forth from Zion and from Jerusalem, the word of Adonai. The law of Adonai is perfect. It revives the soul. God's teachings can be trusted. They give wisdom to the simple. The precepts of Adonai are right. They delight the heart. The commands of God are clear. They sharpen our vision. Reverence for God is holy. It abides forever. The truth of these decrees are revealed in their justice. They are worth more than gold, than the purest of gold, and their taste richer than honey from the comb. Keeping them is our reward, for through them we walk in light. Yet sins remain within us. Forgive my hidden faults. Keep my pride in check. Break the grip of my arrogance. Then I shall be free of blame and from deadly sin. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart remain in your good grace, my rescuer and my rock. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The law will come forth from Zion and from Jerusalem, the word of Adonai.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. In the days to come, many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the mount of Adonai to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may instruct us in the ways of truth, and we may walk in the paths of justice." For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. Thanks be to God.
I saw coming on the clouds of heaven one like a son of man, and children of all peoples, nations, and languages became his servants. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His reign shall never be destroyed. And children of all peoples, nations, and languages became his servants. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. I saw coming on the clouds of heaven one like a son of man, and children of all peoples, nations, and languages became his servants. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the flaming bush and gave him the law on Mount Sinai. Come to gather us in your welcoming embrace. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the flaming bush and gave him the law on Mount Sinai. Come to gather us in your welcoming embrace.
We pray to the One who rescues us from darkness, and in hope we cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Heal those who suffer from illness or injury. Come, Lord Jesus. Comfort those who grieve the loss of loved ones. Come, Lord Jesus. Gather into one family all the peoples of the earth. Come, Lord Jesus. Find those who have lost their way. Come, Lord Jesus. Renew again your covenant with all creation. Come, Lord Jesus. Teach us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator and Redeemer of humankind, the eternal Word through whom you gave the Torah to Moses, took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and extended his arms on the cross to welcome all in his embrace. Fill us with the fire of his love, which fulfills the law and restores your image in each of us. We ask this through the same incarnate Word who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the one who makes peace to rain down from the heights shower us and all on earth with wisdom and compassion. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Word, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.